It's high time for What's the Buzz with the New Zealand Drug Foundation. Brought to you by thelevel.org.nz. Straight up drug info.
Yeah, it's that time. Morena, Hayden.
Morena.
How are ya?
Good. Very good.
Wonderful. This is exciting. We're going to talk about the Good Samaritan Bill. Is this... We talked about this, right?
I think we've kind of talked about it kind of in the abstract. But yeah, it's a bit different this week because often we come on, we talk about like a specific drug or like, you know, harm reduction tips. Mm-hmm. And this is very much related. But some kind of quite exciting news last week is that a member's bill, Kahurangi Kata is a Green MP. Mm-hmm. She had a member's bill pulled from the ballot called the Drug Overdose Assistant Protection Legislation Bill, mm-hmm. Which we just call a Good Samaritan Bill. Mm-hmm. And basically what it would do, it's a law change that we've been calling for ages, mm. and that actually exists elsewhere in the world. But essentially what it would do is explicitly legally protect people who are calling for help in the event of a drug overdose or, mm-hmm. or any kind of other acute drug harm incident.
Yeah.
The great news is that passed its first reading in Parliament, which we're really excited about. Mm. And so that's now going through the legislative process. And so for people who aren't political nerds like me, mm-hmm. that basically means it goes to a select committee, which is where it kind of gets debated and thrashed out and they hear from the public, and then it gets two more votes in Parliament before it can become law. And so there's definitely no guarantee it will get through all those hoops.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of work for us to do to kind of convince the public and Parliament that this is a good law change. But yeah, passing that first hurdle was really exciting because it's not often we actually get any kind of law reform in this area.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, because it's one of these funny things where I think it solves a problem of perception rather than reality, because the reality is if you are in any kind of like trouble health-wise, if you've been taking drugs, call 111. Like that, you won't get in trouble.
Yeah.
Like by and large, there's maybe kind of outlying circumstances where you could. So there's currently no legal protection, but by and large, if you call 111, an ambulance arrives, they're not at all interested in kind of culpability or, you know, sending someone to prison. Like they're there to help,
mm-hmm.
and they need to know what drugs are involved in order to know what help to provide. But I do know, you know, from my own personal experience, like when I was younger, from hearing from lots of people, that the fear of getting in trouble like massively impacts people's, like whether people do seek help, or even just kind of makes them hesitate sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not just right down the end, like the serious end of someone's having an overdose. That's like right from the start of like, oh, my mate seems like they've maybe taken a bit too much. Like, you know, you kind of like start to think about like, should we kind of get help? And even at that end of the spectrum, I think the fact that you've been using an illicit substance in that situation plays on people's minds and it affects their decision making.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
It's even, you know, down to like the very beginning of like the stigma that people face in terms of whether they should get their drugs tested or not in the first place, right?
Yeah.
It's like before the harm is even there, the fact that it's illegal was playing on people's minds about how they make decisions.
Totally, yeah. And I think drug checking, you know, it's still relatively new, but it has shifted people's kind of approach and perspective on drugs quite a bit, and it's quite cool seeing particularly like, you know, young people who have like come of age when drug checking has always been around, like that they're like, yeah, of course I'll get my drugs checked, like that's, you know, that's just part of my weekend planning, which is awesome. But yeah, for a lot of people, you know, and particularly sort of overdoses, the age group that's actually most like worst represented in fatal overdose statistics, mm-hmm. is 45 to 54 year olds. So
wow,
you kind of Gen X,
okay.
Cohort.
Oh, that's quite surprising.
Yeah, yeah. And we're doing a bit of research at the moment to kind of figure out why.
Yeah.
Because they're actually then underrepresented in hospitalizations. So our kind of, you know, what we're wondering is like, is this group not seeking help, like compared to other groups. So yeah, this is about anyone who might be using drugs, knowing that they have legal protection if things go wrong. And so that legal protection is quite narrow as well. So it protects you from prosecution for minor drug offences. So, you know, drug possession, drug use, having utensils, that kind of thing. The kind of thing that you would be worried about if you called for help and you know, maybe had some drugs in your house or, you know, a bong or a pipe or whatever. But it doesn't extend to, you know, more serious crimes. So it wouldn't protect you from like violent crimes or like, you know, drug supply, like dealing level drug offences. It's just that protection of those low level drug offences that we actually believe should be decriminalised anyway. But
we ain't ready for that conversation yet.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, cool. It sounds like it's all a great bill. What's the opposition looking like to this one? And, you know, what sort of hurdles are we expecting in the second readings, et cetera?
Well, it's interesting. I think listening to the debate, it was quite... I was heartened by it. Like there was no super strong opposition to it. There was kind of some nuance and kind of like, why would we protect people, you know, who, you know, I guess there was kind of like a bit of a view of like, of course I would call for help in this situation. Like, why would we protect people who wouldn't call for help? And I think there's maybe just a bit of a, you know, so a bit of a lack of understanding of the dynamics in this situation of why you might be hesitant to call for help.
Also, like, if everyone in the room is like on something, then
totally
not everyone's in their right mind.
Not everyone's in their right mind.
Yeah, totally.
But no, I think, and this is what was cool about this first reading is that, like, in order to get through, it actually needed a bit of kind of cross-party support. So so the Greens, Labour, Te Pāti Māori, and ACT all voted for it. And so that's what kind of got it through this first reading. But the best way for it to get through all the next hurdles will be for the select committee to hear from the public about why this is a good idea. And so, what we'd really love, and it'd be really interesting to hear from listeners if like they relate to this experience of kind of maybe not like not calling for help, although I'm sure there's lots of those experiences, but even just kind of hesitating when you maybe, and in hindsight, you probably should have called for help earlier. But the select committee hearing those experiences will be really important. So just yesterday they opened submissions on this. So if you just Google drug overdose bill submissions, there's like the first result on Google will be like the Parliament link where you can make a submission. Even more powerful is if you say, I want to make an oral submission, and that's where you can like write your submission, and then if you if they have time, they'll allocate you a speaking slot. I know that like this area, because you're dealing with like illicit drug use, it's really hard to find people who are willing to share their stories, at least like with
publicly.
Their name on it publicly. And I totally understand that. So the other thing we're asking as well is, if you have a story but don't want to share it with your name or don't want to kind of submit to the select committee process, is you can DM us on Instagram, and we're kind of just collecting people's stories so that we can like share them anonymously.
Oh, cool.
Kind of as a collective story, like here is the experience of people using drugs. So that's another way as well. But yeah, really encourage anyone who this resonates strongly with to make a submission to the select committee, especially if like people working for like any kind of business or like health services and stuff as well, because I think obviously like the select committee wants to hear from a wide range of people, and so the more different kind of organizations that are like working in the front line or working with health that they hear from, the better.
Potentially slightly more useful for them to hear from like, say, a nurse or a paramedic than like a BFM breakfast host.
Beef and breakfast, I think, is pretty good, actually.
Okay, cool. Yeah, cool, yeah. Cool. I'll make a submission. very good. And exciting to see where this one heads, this bill. It's always like, you know, a little bit exciting, sort of like seeing a dog walk on its hind legs when ACT and Greens can agree on something.
Yeah, yeah, totally. So, I think, yeah, there is a part, there's a kind of a, definitely a an overlap in the Venn diagram of kind of this type of law.
Yeah.
Where we can get kind of a majority of parliament to agree.
Mm-hmm.
And it's yeah, as we just talked about before, we want a much more comprehensive overhaul of our drug laws.
Mm-hmm.
And this is kind of softly in that direction.
Baby steps, yeah. Baby steps.
Yeah.
Very good. So everyone can make submissions via the parliament website.
Yeah.
And also send DMs to The Level? Or?
Yeah, The Level on Instagram. Yeah.
If
the
you
Level
want to
NZ.
Remain anonymous.
Yeah, yeah. But it's really useful for us because then we, like, because we're constantly talking about this, you know, to Parliament, on the, like in the media, on social media. And so the more actual stories we have, even if we're sharing them anonymously, and we will protect people's identity if they do want to remain anonymous, the better, because then we're not just talking about it kind of academically in the abstract. We've got like real examples. Yeah.
Mm. Oh, fascinating stuff. Hey, thank you so much, Hayden.
No worries.
It was a pleasure to chat drugs with you. And thank you to The Level for making What's the Buzz possible. Have a good one.
Yeah, you too.
That was What's the Buzz with the New Zealand Drug Foundation, brought to you by thelevel.org.nz. Straight up drug info.